check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counted anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader of 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of radio here.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
They had an interesting picture over the weekend.
They're not going away. They're still there. We'll get the status story coming up in a little bit. Some more thoughts on the Blazers. Poll questions to answer. You name it. It is a loaded final hour. Lots of the beginning portions of the show were on the Portland Trail Blazers. Their season came to an end last night in San Antonio. Let's go to a couple of football nuggies, shall we? You guys need a palate cleanser from all this hoops talk. Like, hey, football's over here in the corner. Remember me? Remember me? We're still over here. You guys are on ESPN now? Is this what I'm reading? The Pac-12?
Breaking news.
A.K.A. the Pac-8.5 going to be on ESPN?
The CW has reached an agreement with ESPN.
Let's go.
To be on the ESPN Plus app.
Okay, so if I have ESPN Plus, I can now watch CW games on ESPN Plus.
The
WB. Look at that, dude. You know what they say? Business is booming.
We got an ESPN media rights deal, sort of, in a roundabout way.
So you guys have CW, CBS Sports Network. Is that it so far? Are we still waiting for a third banana?
ESPN Plus.
Okay. Does that count as a third banana?
It does. It will in the press release.
Okay.
Money-wise, I don't know what it means.
So does that mean games can actually air on ESPN, too?
Yeah. Well, no, ESPN.
Just, okay.
It's on ESPN.
Well, like, they can.
The ESPN, CBCW is an ESPN app thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
We know the media rights deal. Is that San Diego State guy still out there talking about a...
2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks. What ends first, the media negotiations or the Iran war? 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks.
Both are 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. I got 2 more weeks.
That and the fix to health care.
Don't worry. I got a great plan.
Here's a binder.
So this happened earlier today on Get Up. Mike Wilbon is on Get Up on ESPN today.
Yeah, he is.
And he doesn't show up on that show very often. Somehow, guess what? We're having some form of Jordan LeBron debate because, of course, we have to. But no, the more interesting thing that he said was something he accidentally said, and it's a question that we're going to find out relatively soon. When's the NFL schedule release? It's like the second week of May.
It's
like,
they're right
projecting
the
like Wednesday, May 13th, Thursday, May 14th,
okay, so
somewhere
about
in there.
2 weeks away. We're going to find out the entire schedule, but you know us, man. It's like we're like kids on December 18th. I'm not waiting another 7 days. I want to open one of these damn presents right now.
Ooh, quick.
Yes.
You derailed this on your, this is your
my
fault.
Apologies. What did I do?
I got my wife, I think, a killer 40th birthday present.
40's a big deal.
It showed up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to give it to her right now.
When's her birthday?
It's June. Late June.
Yeah, you got to go.
Is it something that she can utilize between now and June?
Yes.
I have no problem with that.
It's not like an everyday need item. It's sure, just, but like, it's a really awesome gift.
I let it fly, dude. What's the difference?
You're going early on the 40th birthday present?
Let it fly. Why not?
The day of, if there's people and family around and I'm just like not giving her anything?
So you already opened the gift.
How big of a 40th birthday party is in the works?
She does not seem like she would want a big family or outside of family.
I did a surprise baby shower. That did not go well. Just to give you an idea of what we're
not a surprise,
with
but
here.
It's like, is she expecting a giant soiree, or she's like, just take me out somewhere nice for dinner and hang out with the kids?
None.
Okay.
Then, I think she's downplaying the 40th.
Okay.
But I have ideas. I have a good idea of what I want to do.
Yeah.
I need to be getting my butt in motion to execute said ideas between now and then.
Yeah. That's true. Now, if cool gift is part of the whole festivities, you got to hold on.
It doesn't go with the party.
Okay.
My daughter was at home yesterday, and she said, no.
Don't do it early.
She said, don't.
Hold it till the birthday.
She was like, oh, that's a good gift. And I go, I know. I want to give it to her right now. And she goes,
no.
Don't do it. And I went,
you need to hide that thing in Arnie's.
I hit it pretty well.
Okay.
You like your hiding spot?
Won't get found. I feel good about the hiding spot. It's more just like I really wanted to hand it to her yesterday.
I think either way, it's a win. Like if somebody got me a great birthday present and it was a milestone birthday to that level, which I'll be at 40 relatively soon, if somebody gave it to me 2 months early, I wouldn't have any issue with that. And I wouldn't turn around on my birthday and be like, I don't have any gifts to open up.
Well, she wouldn't do that. It would just be more about the visual of how it looks that I didn't get a gift.
Yeah, just say you already opened it. I opened it today before I came.
But then also, what do people even buy other adults? Do people buy adult birthday party gifts?
We kind of shut that down.
Like, if you have a birthday, if I have a birthday party, I'm not expecting anybody to show up with a gift unless it's a jokey, funny thing.
It was my dad and brother's birthday a little over a week ago, and they wanted to go golfing, and so I bought the round of golf.
How's your dad?
It's good.
No, how old?
How old is my dad? 76. He turned 76. And my brother turned 40.
You didn't get... Yeah, I'm not judging you, but I'm just kind of thinking now,
anything.
Do people buy gifts
buy
like
him?
That?
What am I going to buy him?
Do you buy other adults gifts?
No. That's weird. What do I don't need anything. Don't buy me anything.
Okay.
We do gag gifts for the show because it's a fun show bit at the end of the year.
I'm going to look forward to the
You
yeah,
guys don't
the
buy me something for my birthday.
No, I don't. Well, it's too close to Christmas.
I also wouldn't invite you. Like, I'm not having a birthday party. I don't want to have a birthday party.
Wait. I'm not offended, but you were going to say, I'm also not inviting you to my birthday.
The reason I'm not is because I don't want to have a birthday party. My wife threw a surprise. I'm like your wife in that regard. She threw a surprise party for me years ago. When I turned 30, was I 30? Oh, my God, that went fast. I think for my 30th birthday. And I was hungover as hell. I didn't know where we're going. I didn't want to be there.
I was there. Swag
you were there.
There.
You were at the surprise 30th birthday. And I walked in. I'm like, oh, God, now I have to interact with people?
Yeah, you weren't stoked.
I am not excited. I was up till 4 a.m. playing poker. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the best two things about that party were the burn ends from your uncle.
Delightful.
And your dad really wanting us to drink his homemade beer.
Please drink this beer.
Here's my bathtub beer.
Take the beer.
Enjoy a nice
a little moonshine in here. either way, you're fine. But that's good that you got a good gift and you feel good about it.
I feel good.
Approval is solid, too.
Yeah.
Having family approval is nice. But back to the NFL scheduling point in a roundabout way. Mike Wilbon accidentally leaked this morning on ESPN what the debut game of the NFL season will be. Now, we all know the team that is involved. It is the Seattle Seahawks. They will be hoisting their second Lombardi trophy, or flag, or banner, whatever.
Banner.
And so you can only choose from, obviously, teams that the Seattle Seahawks are playing at home this year. And Mike Wilbon let it slip that the Seahawks' first opponent in the NFL opening game will be the Chicago Bears at the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, he said it in real passing on air, and everyone's like,
what?
And he said it in a way that's like he's seen the schedule.
Yeah.
And so they're talking about the Bears, and he said, the Bears could very well be a better team who win less games. You know, the schedule just dictates all this. I know they opened the season, up in Seattle? Everyone's like,
I don't think you're supposed to say that. I love.
Nobody's confirmed.
Well, of course they're not. The NFL is going to sit on that one.
And also, Wilbon's at an age, it's perfect. Like, what does he care about being
I'm
reprimanded?
Old.
oh, the NFL emailed me. Oh, I'm so scared of him. Multi-million dollar media member.
Yeah, he's not scared. I'm sure he has known somebody at the Bears for a long, long time.
This is a great game, by
the way. It's absolutely the right call.
I think I picked Chicago when they went
through
the
options. I
thought
it was going to be the Giants.
Here are your other options for home games this year. Obviously, the NFC West team. So Rams, you could go with Niners or Cardinals, which you're not going to be yet. Your non-divisional opponents were the Bears, who they chose.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Which I was glad it's not.
TV production, that's all that is.
The Cowboys were in the opener last year.
I know.
Get out of here. The Chiefs, but you don't know if Mahomes is going to be playing.
That's
so
only good
out.
If Mahomes is there.
The Chargers.
Yeah, that was the other possibility, West Coast.
Super Bowl rematch, New England is in Seattle this year.
Yeah.
Or the Giants.
See, I thought it was going to be the Giants and the Harbaugh-McDonald thing.
That's a good
plus,
guess
it's
by you.
New York and all that stuff.
East Coast,
Chicago.
West Coast.
Yeah.
Chicago is the best call here.
I want Chicago.
But
the Giants
Chicago
might end up being a good
team.
Chicago
should be a great game.
Yes, they're returning a lot of guys. They have like a bona fide star quarterback. Like, this is unquestionably the right move for the NFL.
Mm.
My guy Herbert getting the nod would have been nice, but win a playoff game, right?
Like, it just kind of makes sense because Chicago's in the conference. They were in the divisional round. Like,
yes.
It just
it was close
be the
to
team.
Being the NFC title game.
It
the
was.
Chicago damn near beat the Rams in the divisional round in Soldier Field.
They did, yeah.
So it was really close to that being the actual game.
Yeah.
So I got no issue with
That's
it.
That's a good slip.
Nice little slip right there. By the way, speaking of slips, did you see the Chris Sims controversy?
Nope.
So Chris, NBC is cleaning
house.
Yeah,
they're cleaning house. They're bringing Tomlin in, and they're getting rid of Dungy.
So they got rid of Dungy. They got rid of Matthew Berry, I believe.
They got rid of Matthew Berry?
I believe I read that.
Didn't he sign like a massive media deal?
Well,
with
he
him?
Might still be doing a bunch of stuff on Pro Football Talk or on the
I guess
website.
I'm not a
he
fantasy
does Pro Football
guy.
Talk and
but
fantasy.
Yeah, style. They're going to drop the fantasy stuff.
Chris Sims is out. He's got the axe.
Chris Sims got axed.
But
huh?
One of the reasons people think that he got axed was he was doing his podcast with Florio, the pro, I don't know what
right.
they call it.
Pro Football
Talk.
Podcast, maybe? And he started insinuating how widely known the Rossini-Vrabel thing was. And he was like, I'm in group chats with coaches' wives that have been talking about this for a long time. And Florio jumped in and was like, easy, stay on topic, like basically trying to steer him back into the road. And he was like, what are you talking about? It's really awkward, uncomfortable audio. And then they just move on and act like nothing happened.
Why don't we get the audio?
I'll send it. And then the next week, it's like, Chris Sims is no longer a part of Football Night in America.
There's a really
I'll
big...
send it to Swag. We can play it later in the show.
There's a big push, I think, on these networks to bury this. The problem is...
It's a reporter sleeping with a head coach.
Well, and unfortunately, we're going to wonder, did she sleep with another coach?
Yeah.
She was pretty dialed specifically with other teams.
Yeah.
We already had the accusation from the Washington exec's wife, right, years ago that she deleted and backtracked on. The thing that's really unfortunate out of all of this, you know, is you have people whose lives are ruined now. Rossini, by all reports, is trying to
She deleted
to just,
her social media account.
I mean, her career is over, and now she has to worry about her children and the internet.
Yeah.
So there's all that. The thing that fallout on this is now TMZ's got their hooks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now TMZ's following his wife.
And him. They were at like a Salt Lake City airport. And
and she's grabbing a hoodie for her. But like they've got photos and stuff. Now they're like.
Yeah, once you get those sharks circling.
It's a fascinating story. I'm reading up and seeing it. I'm following it. I also, there's an element of TMZ being involved in this and politics that's starting to feel gross.
Get out.
Yeah, I mean, it's gross in general what they do, right?
Yes,
it's like
everything about
it's
horrible.
Let's follow movie stars and ruin their lives with like fake stories.
Right.
And
look
and,
how fat she looks.
Right. Rate this woman and hey, about this guy's nose job and
just the scum
but
of
now
earth.
It's in like sports culture and now it's they're in Washington, D.C. They're at like press briefings and they're interviewing senators who are already these people are already milking their positions for money and celebrity and fame, and now you're putting TMZ. Hey, what do you make of the big controversy between Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini? Here's Lowen Bobert. Well, I was in a play once, and my hands were in his pants. I've been in controversy, but I got morals. And that's who's dictating policy in America.
In a roundabout way, Bears and Seahawks reportedly, according to Mike Wilbon, are starting the NFL season this year.
Have you seen Cat Rock's junk?
Let's get to the sadder story. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, folks, Stat or Story time on a Wednesday. We'll get to the Chris Sims audio. I sent it to Swab. We'll get to that later. Get to our poll questions on really the Blazers today. There's a lot of them out there. And we have one on Joe Cronin that will serve today as our Neighborhood Restaurant Group, bringing you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. Do you want Joe Cronin back as the GM next season? Yes or no? Very simple. Go vote at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Anybody want to start?
I'll go first.
Somebody want to start? Go for it.
So your number is 1913.
1913.
Is it? No, it is not.
Happy birthday.
Is it the total amount of career points in the NBA playoffs Drew Holiday has scored?
1,113, okay.
Or is it the year that the first patent for the modern zipper was granted to Swedish-American electrical engineer Gideon Sundback? It is National Zipper Day.
I will say, now you got obvious major ones here. Debatably in the topic of most underrated great inventions in human history.
The zipper is clutch.
It is. I was thinking of what were some of the 20th century inventions. Yes.
Like, there was a lot. The obvious things, right? Yeah. The heat, the electricity, but the fuel.
If you ever owned a pair of Levi's 501s with the old button fly back
in
the day.
My mom would buy those. I hated them.
Really bad in an emergency.
Five buttons, too, and he'd be like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pressure.
And if it was cold, if your fingers were cold, you were outside for some reason. Yes.
And it was in like two layers of jean. It was very weird.
And those were
thick material.
And
thick material.
That denim was not very stretchy.
No. I'm going to go.
I think we had a zipper earlier than that. I have no frame of reference on points, and I have no frame of reference on zippers, but I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
No frame of reference on points either. You said stat?
I'm going to go stat, yeah.
I'll go story to just go oppo of you. Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Drew Holiday, he has played 82 games in the postseason.
How about that? Abraham Lincoln never got to experience the joy of a zipper.
Poor bastard.
Yeah,
dude.
I know.
Got down his prime.
He had that big damn hat.
Hey, bring your big hat.
1,626 points.
Okay,
all right. And so he had his first two seasons with the Sixers. He had two seasons with the Pelicans.
Swept us out of the first round.
Three seasons with the Bucks, two with the Celtics, and this season with the Blazers.
And then we ran it back.
So, no. No, it was April 29th, 1913, was the patent for the modern zipper. Gideon Sunback was an engineer with Universal Fastener Company. And it was known as a clasp locker. It was not known as a zipper until 10 years later in 1923. B.F. Goodrich popularized it, started applying it to boots and pouches that it made.
There's nothing worse, though, when you have a jacket with a zipper.
When the zipper busts or the teeth come apart.
It zips up and then the teeth come apart.
Oh,
no.
And you're hoping you can save it.
A poorly made zipper that falls apart very quickly.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Or one that gets fully stuck when you're zipping it up.
Exactly.
I'm not a camp guy, but I did enjoy getting in a sleeping bag, a warm-ass sleeping bag, and
zip
doing
that all the way
up.
Make yourself a little human burrito.
Oh, you just a little cocoon. You just feel all safe and snuggly. Feels good.
Zipper's one of the best inventions of the 20th century.
It really is.
I agree. I'm
up there. I'll go next.
All right, go ahead.
You like to go first, you go last.
I'll go last.
Your number is 12.
Okay.
12. Is it the point differential of the lineup of Scoot, Drew, Tamani, Denny, Donovan on the year for the Blazers? Or is it the date in August in which a 2024 TikTok video conspiracy rumor circulated back up that claims for $89 million, NASA is going to turn off the gravity on Earth? Yes.
Start floating around? That'd be kind of cool.
Basically, we're going to turn gravity off for 7 minutes.
Let's float around for 7 minutes.
So you're saying that lineup of Donovan, Denny, Scoot, and who?
Yeah, what's the stat? 12?
So the point differential.
So they were a minus 12.
I said the best, the plus. It'd be the plus category. Scoot, Drew.
Scoot, Drew.
Tamani, Denny, Donovan.
The best in a game all season?
The best lineup. For the Portland Trailblazers,
really
from a plus-minus standpoint.
Of the season
of
or the
season
series?
Or the playoffs?
Can you be a little more specific?
The season!
Can you use it in a sentence? I'm going to go story.
This is a story.
Give me story.
Sometimes you win and sometimes you fail.
Failed. It happens to the best of us.
He is right. 12.4, by the way. That lineup was a plus 12.4. It was the best plus minus of any lineup the Blazers had.
Run it back.
They only had 178 possessions on the year. So it wasn't their most used lineup on the season. Yes, this happened August 12th. There is a rumor that leaked online in 2024 via TikTok and then went away without being shared. Circulated back because it's the internet. And the rumor was that Earth's gravity was going to be turned off for 7 seconds on August 12th.
7 seconds? That's not long enough.
Leaving people in a panic that they were going to float away. On August 12th, 2026, the Post claimed, the world will lose gravity for 7 seconds. NASA knows and they're preparing, but they will not tell us.
If we want to deport people, anybody that bought that should just get the hell out. I don't care at what level. No!
It generated,
leave the damn country. Get out of here.
It generated tens of thousands of likes, shares, and comments across an array of social media accounts. People were worried generally they were going to lose their parents and grandparents.
Oh my
God. The account owner claimed they had seen proof that it was a secret $89 million NASA effort dubbed Project Anchor to prepare for disaster.
How far would you float in 7 seconds?
7 seconds is a decent amount. We'd be higher than our building.
Do you think we wouldn't 7 seconds? It's not like you shoot directly up.
If you lose gravity, you're instantly rising.
I mean, you're rising, but I'm just asking, what speed are you rising at?
Well, I think you're above our building in 7 seconds.
You still need some sort of energy or inertia to
push.
To
so
launch
if I'm just
you.
Standing on the ground, gravity turns off, and I'm not pushing.
If you are standing, I don't think
you don't understand.
I think you're getting like 5-10 feet off the ground, and then you're
if
coming
you
back down.
If you lifted a foot, if you gave yourself,
if I swam a little bit,
yeah,
no, you're not wrong on the inertia.
Yeah, you need to have an inertia.
What you're missing is
how's your inertia?
They flipped the switch. Your inertia abilities have now been killed with the switch for $89 million.
Think of your cat just whiskers. No,
would you? Yeah, I'd instantly do 2 backflips.
Have to.
Whee!
And then they turn it back on and you're coming down on your head. Now you're dead.
7 seconds, I think if you efforted, yeah, you'd be above the building.
Okay. I also wouldn't want to do that because when are they going to turn it off?
At the Swag's
point.
That's
a hard thud.
I just tend to believe this was shared by bots.
Yeah, and then people.
But if you're a human being that
believes this, seek help.
I'll
if
just
you
say this.
Ate the fish hook.
That's on you.
Get out of here.
Get out of the pond.
I know people that share videos of, like, don't use your washer at the same time you shower. It rots your brain cells, which eliminate, and, like...
No, it just...
It's real. There's people that are really internet-brained, and it's real.
All it does is really empty thing. Your hot water tank real fast. That's what it does.
Well, it's not as much hot water anymore.
How cool is that switch, by the way?
Yeah.
It's eliminated gravity?
That'd be a pretty cool switch. Alrighty, your number. You know me, I kind of play by my own rules here, so it's more of a...
two sports.
We're going pricing here? Not two sports. I think it's technically a stat, but not really a stat.
Oh,
we'll see.
What?
Hold on, let me explain.
All right.
639.
Okay. 639.
6.39.
Okay.
$6.39.
Gotcha.
You didn't have to say the dollars and cents, but thanks.
I will help you. Is it the price to get into a New York Mets game... The lowest price available via the secondary market 2 days ago.
I think I saw this story. They said it might be the cheapest thing in New York.
Or is it the current price of a Crunchwrap Supreme at Taco Bell?
Not a chance. This is a stat. Stat, 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 stat. Crunchwrap Supreme. $6.50 over my ass.
$6.39 is your number.
$6.39. Yeah, no way. It's a $4.99.
I'm going to go Mets tickets.
Mets tickets.
So you're both going stat?
Yeah,
that's
stat.
The stat is the ticket price.
Fine, that's a sports related.
Get in the outfield. Yeah, they're giving those away.
Yeah.
The cheaper?
According to Taco Bell right now, the price of a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme is $6.39. And the ticket to get into the Mets game on April... actually, this is for tomorrow's game. So for tomorrow's game...
Well, they're on a win streak.
They are now. Is $6 flat. You can get into the Mets game for $6 flat. And a Crunchwrap Supreme costs you $6.39.
Can you even ride their trans for
no.
$6 flat?
No. It is more expensive to buy an item off the menu at Taco Bell than it is to watch a Major League Baseball game right now in New York.
So where are you getting the Crunchwrap Supreme price?
I'm assuming it's a New York price. Because it's a,
I was gonna say $6.39.
It's cheaper to go to a Mets game than it is to buy a Crunchwrap Supreme. Although I was at Taco, I don't ever buy the Crunchwrap Supreme. I did Taco Bell about 2 weeks ago though.
So the end of the season party for my team in the winter was a bunch of tacos. One girl on her, they did individual goals at the beginning of the season. I wanted to see where these girls were thinking. One girl wrote, "Get better, dribble with confidence." Have tacos at the end of the season party. That was a legitimate
goal.
That
was her
goal.
I just want tacos at the end of the year.
So I kept all their goals, and I went through them, and I tried to help each reach their goals. And the Taco Bell one, I came through. I bought a bunch of crunchy tacos.
You did Taco Bell? Like
Taco
a jumbo
Bell.
Order? Good call.
And my daughter had never had Taco Bell.
She's never had Taco Bell?
We don't do a lot of fast food.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
And she had Taco Bell, and she loves crunchy tacos.
Who doesn't?
She's a big Taco Bell fan now.
How are you not?
Doesn't like the bean burrito, which I question. I have a problem with that.
I was never a big bean burrito guy either.
The red sauce and melted cheese is delicious.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
The Crunchwrap is an item that I wish I made better at home, and I can never duplicate it. Now, it's good. I mean, it's Mexican food, right? It's all pieced together. It's good.
Check it.
Taco Bell ones are just perfect.
It's so good.
They're so perfect.
It's so good.
I haven't had one in a long time. They're perfect.
Delightful. Now you got to go to Taco Bell more often. There you go. Sadder story. Every Wednesday at 9:15, let's get to the Neighborhood Restaurant Group poll question of the day. Do you want Joe Cronin back for another year? That and our other questions on the Blazers going into the offseason is next. All right, we'll close up with some fun with audio. Awkward, uncomfortable audio, if you will. That's around the corner. Right now, did you know, hey, you could join us June 23rd. June 23rd is going to be here before you know
what's
it.
Going on June 23rd, Andy?
Let me tell you, did you know Toyota's going to present the Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club? Foursomes are on sale. Check for it now. Choose between the morning round or the afternoon round, but get your group signed up because they always go fast. Most fun day in golf, activations and tasting around the course. The infamous Angels Envy Bourbon Par 36th hole. We're all going to be hanging out there. Sprague, myself, Danny, Patrick, Luke, Isaac, Souk. Going to be hanging out, heckling you, admiring, maybe hitting a couple shots for you. You're going to get fed after the round via our friends at Matt's Barbecue. Head over to 1051thefan.com. Click on the Fan Golf Classic logo for information. To sign up today, the Fan Golf Classic presented by Toyota is also brought to you by Vulcan Design and Construction, Henderson Daughter and Windows and Doors, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, Battery Exchange, Mastro Dobel Tequila, your neighborhood restaurant group, Philbrook Law, 1-800-DIVORCE, Roto-Rooter, Illegal Mezcal, and Window Nation. Boom goes the dynamite. Your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day. Do you want Joe Cronin back as the general manager of the Blazers next season?
By the way, good point by one of our listeners. Gravity. I love how he said leave the country and then proceeded to break it all down.
Yeah.
We are idiots.
We had somebody text in, my 11-year-old asked about that the other day, and I'm like, you're 11, what? And he said, I want you to really think about this. How long has gravity been a part of Earth? Do you really think we can turn it off? She's 11, and she was like, oh, yeah, good point.
A switch.
We're finding out 11-year-olds are smarter than 48% of the country, potentially. Do you want Joe Cronin back? Right now, just looking at the first three responses to the tweet. He drafted Hansen while seemingly believing Klingon is their future center. That alone should result in termination. Next response, no. Drafting Timu Jokic is a fireable offense. And then hard pass, Sleepy Joe must go.
Sleepy, we're going to bring it back. Sleepy Joe's back.
Huh? He's a little quiet and subdued. Sleepy's okay. 61.4% of people are saying no.
Yeah.
And it just, I think it's the biggest question going into, oh, it's a fun debate. When was the last time, and maybe there's an easy answer, like the Dame Scoot year where we said we were going to trade the pick and go all in, and then we didn't trade the pick and go all in, and then we acted like Scoot and Dame could coexist on the same team.
In one of the more awkward draft press.
What are you talking about? These guys can play together when anybody with the brain said he's definitely going to get traded because you didn't trade the pick.
Well, they obviously weren't going to trade Dame because they didn't want to be the ones to say we traded Dame. They needed Dame to say I want to trade.
Can't be the bad guy. So maybe that's the answer, but this is one of the more anticipated and interesting off seasons in the history of this fine organization.
We have certainly been duped before with the thought, though. When we got swept by the Pelicans as a 3-seed.
We said, no, this is the time.
That was the most universal this city was like, okay, that's not working. We're going to make big trades. We're going to make big moves. And then Neil Olshey said, the hell we are.
I'm going to run this back. CJ's an all-star potential player, don't you know?
Sadly, was the last mistake Paul made as the owner of the organization was he reportedly was about to fire everybody.
And he should have fired everybody.
And somehow he changed his mind and let Neil continue to be Neil, and Neil ended up running it back.
So they get naked pictures of somebody somewhere.
We've been duped before by it, but you went on a rant earlier. And I understand, like, it's tough to watch your team get eliminated. It's even tougher when they're eliminated by 20 and 30 points.
I mean, yeah, I know they made it to 9 in the fourth quarter, but, like, stop it, dude. They no-showed. They were down by 30 points in the first half of a playoff game. It was a Chauncey Billups special.
I understand where you're coming from an anger standpoint, but I think sometimes we get wrapped up in how, well, the whole city is actually this thought, and they should be having this thought. I don't believe that's the case. I really don't. I think most sports fans in our city, now it varies from degree. Some people think you're too pessimistic. Some people are with you. Some people are way over-optimistic. Like, there's a varying range here. Mm-hmm. I think it's a vast majority agree. That was cool. Good season. Now, please go make the necessary moves.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a situation that anybody's sitting and going, well, let's run it back. Let's make a minor change here and there. Like, I don't know what the future Young Hansen is because you also might go sign Rob Will. How can you in good conscience tell me Young Hansen is anything on this team if you have Robert Williams on a contract extension and Donovan Klingon getting better in year two going into year three.
We've tried three undersized guards. Have you heard of the triple towers?
Three oversized bigs.
Twin towers, move out of the way, San Antonio. Have you heard of the triple towers?
Sure. I think everybody is in lockstep of they need to make huge changes.
Because
it's great to take a step. You want to take a real step. I don't want to see a baby step. I don't want to see, hey, we were the seven last year. We're the six now. All right, and you're still not close to Oklahoma City or what maybe San Antonio will be next year if all their guys are back healthy.
They might win the damn title this year for all we know.
Very well could. They beat Oklahoma City 3 out of 4 times this year. So I think most people are with the thought of need to make necessary moves. On the Joe part of that, I can't fault anybody for wanting to make changes and having just an overall new vision, not just with Dundon. I voted slight keep. All right, this is it, man. I haven't liked every move. I've given credit on the moves I do like.
Yeah.
It's so far at best gotten you a 7 seed and a 5-game playoff series. That's
year 5 for Cronin?
This is year, year
took
5.
Took over in 21 season, right, technically?
He took over. I mean, he was always
that's kind of a, yeah, 4.5
right?
Years.
Whatever. This is year 5. At best, you've been a 7 seed and lost in 5. This is your summer. You don't make these moves. Dundon ain't sticking around longer for this. If he allows you to stay the GM. So go show us, go be aggressive, go make the move that's going to take the necessary step.
We got some other poll questions to answer. We'll do that on the other side. Also, some fun with awkward audio to close up the show on a Wednesday for you. And we'll do it next on 105.1 FM The Fan.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
All right, before we get to our poll questions to close up the show today, we love a good bit of awkward audio. It happens from time to time in the sports world. We had the Daniel Jeremiah Charles Davis fight during the 7th round about Fernando Mendoza.
He'll start. No, he won't. Yes, he will.
Yes,
no,
he won't. No, he won't. How many games? You're an idiot. You're smart. And look, we've fallen to those from time to time, too. This was a weird one in a different way. So I mentioned Chris Sims has been fired from Football Night in America. He will no longer be a part of the pregame show that has 847 hosts. In fact, I'm a little disappointed that I haven't risen to that level yet.
Well,
with the amount of hosts that they have on that show, I think anybody with a pulse is basically handing a microphone at any point on that show.
Your last name's not Collinsworth.
That is true. I'm not a Jack with a C. So Sims is out, and people think this is the reason why.
Well, it's the biggest story in the NFL. I'd shoot you straight. These are things that I've been texting with about my friend, with my friends in the coaching world. Even their wives are involved in the conversation.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Careful. I'm trying to. You ever see Star Wars?
You
ever see Star Wars?
Yeah.
As Luke is going down the, I don't know. I'm not enough of a Star Wars nerd to know all the terms, but his wingman is telling him stay on target.
Right.
I'm just giving you. There's a lot there, and there's only so much that is reported and known, and that's. I'm just trying to help.
All right. In Star Wars, did they tell that they have a called thing called shut up and just let the person talk? How about that? They tell me that and read that line back.
I mean, it's the most obvious cover-up that's happening in the league. They're trying to bury this story.
Yes.
Because they know where it could lead. Yes. It could lead to even more exposure of
relationships,
situations,
infidelity, questionable.
Yes. Yes. It's gross. It's awful. And they're trying to bury it.
Careful. Stay on target. What does that mean? What are you talking about? What?
I mean, like, do you think ESPN, if they don't have the rights to something, is talking about something this juicy? I think they are. If it's in sports.
Yes.
If they don't have baseball or they don't have the NBA and it's like, hey, this coach slept with a reporter who was sourcing all this stuff. It's being talked about, but they don't do that because it's the network relationship.
Don't want to piss the right people off, man. Let's get to the poll questions of the day, as we always get to your neighborhood restaurant group, bringing you the fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight, one of their five locations, San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. And that one was simply, do you want Joe Cronin back as the GM of the Blazers? 61.1% of you voting no, you do not. The other ones that we had up, do you want Tiago Splitter back as head coach of the Blazers? Slightly higher no for Tiago, 64.6%. That's usually the way it works. You are so spot on from your rant earlier about the reaction to coaching is so funny, dude. Like, you have good moments in a win, and it's this guy's a genius, and bad moments in a loss, and this guy's the worst coach of all time. And we just kind of bounce back and forth.
It's just not how coaching
off
works
of this pendulum of like, great, bad, great, bad, keep him, fire him, keep him, fire him.
Yep.
And the reality is roster construction is what 90% of this is about. But more people want Tiago gone than want Joe Cronin gone. Another one, if you gave $90 million to a player and he played 5 minutes in a playoff game, does that count as a DNP? 54% of you say yes, it does.
Yeah.
And do you want the Blazers? What do you want the Blazers to do with Shaedon Sharpe this summer? 66.7% of you say trade.
Yeah.
Shaedon Sharpe.
I think the city's out. And our last one, not counting your significant other, do you buy other adults' birthday presents? Right now, no is leading the way. It's 61.5%.
That's just like, I don't know.
Last birthday present you bought for a buddy.
Not counting
like a bachelor party group thing.
Like trip or a beer. Like we went out to get a beer. Like
gift.
I bought you something.
Yeah, not counting like a guy's.
I literally can't tell you the last time I did.
There's usually, it's a bottle of whiskey or something that's oftentimes associated with birthdays.
I have a buddy that I buy a Christmas present for. We have this weird, like, untalked about, we buy each other usually a golf-related gift.
Mm. That's not a bad thing.
Like a head cover for a club.
Yeah, you get something new for the new bag.
Yeah,
and
we awkwardly drop it off to each other. Like, I bought him the Gummy Bear Grateful Dead Oregon sweatshirt.
Ooh, that's
the one with the bears
one.
Dancing on the sleeve.
Yeah, it's a great look.
So I bought that for him because he's a huge Ducks fan, and I just awkwardly dropped it off and walked away.
Just like set it on his porch?
Well, and then his wife one-upped me. Yeah. On the same day I gave him that gift, she bought him an ice cream maker from Target. And I'm like,
what?
And he's like, childhood, you know, wishes.
Dream unlocked. Yeah,
yeah. Unlocked. I always wanted. I'm like, well, there goes my gift.
Is making ice cream easy?
I don't know if it's easy, but they have like a huge ice cream maker that people are buying up for like $400 now.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that being super fun.
Yeah, dude.
Like trying different flavors and things.
I think you just got to, you know, you follow the instructions.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got certain ingredients in there, obviously, in order to get the right ice cream. But I'd be
down those
to try
new
that.
Little ice cream makers.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
It's pretty big. It's not little, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But no, they're like the Cuisinart ones or whatever. They're pretty easy.
Well, those are the poll questions for the day today. The Blazer season has come to an end, and now we kick off.
Gun down in its prime.
Gun down in our prime, right when we were getting ready to go.
Yeah.
Felt like it was, here it comes, winning game two. This is going to be our year, man, and not quite our year.
What do we think if the Timberwolves get Ann Edwards back and push the Spurs to 7.
What's the wording on his injury return?
Weeks.
It was weeks
away. Like, right, I'd be shocked.
I think they got to get to the conference championship to consider him coming back.
What if
back?
This Nuggets team beats him?
Yeah, I mean, then that's a bit of an eye-opener for sure. If this Denver team comes back and only wins because Minnesota's banged up and then beats San Antonio,
right?
Yeah, that's – now we got further questions. Wait a minute.
And that Spurs team's really not ready.
So they're not a title contender, and they smoked our ass.
I'd still have them as a title contender, as big a one as
probably a year away from a title contender. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. You can rewind the show, watch any parts of it that you want. We had Keith Smith on, breaking down the new rules in the NBA, and that'll put a bow. We bid adieu to the Portland Trail Blazers until the offseason conversation commences. Lottery balls, not going to be in our future.
Media day tomorrow.
Media day and exit interviews will be tomorrow, and we'll cover that probably on Friday, because it'll be after the show tomorrow. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday, everybody. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The firm, Harrison Marang, is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.